Hello. Is this only the second time I've done an audio boo with the new app? I'm still very much missing a timeline of sorts. The thing I really liked about audio boo was opening it up, looking at posts that people I follow had made, and a timeline in the same style of Twitter was ideal for this. So, anyway, I think I can only complain so much, but I'm not entirely liking this. You know, in comparison to how I used to love using Audio Boo, there's something slightly off about this version of the app. I'm not sold. But anyway, I'm drinking a mug of hot water, and I'm about to spend a little bit of time on Alien Isolation, which is a really good game, and it's the only game that I currently have on the PS4. And that's the way it's going to stay for a while, I think. But I still have my PS3 as well, so it's not all... I've not just got one game and that's it. There's a lot that I love on the PS3, and there's a lot of save data that I'm not prepared to really back out of having. And it's still a perfectly solid console, and it will continue to be so. So there. And... a bit of a window into today is been out, done a bit of shopping before it went dark, and obviously before the shop shut because it's Sunday. And on the way to the shop, there were two teenage girls who knocked on somebody's house and started hysterically singing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." I personally would have set the dogs on them. And main thing I actually went shopping for was toothpaste, and was just about to pay before realising that was the one thing I hadn't picked up. So shoppers were treated to the spectacle of me cramming everything back into my trolley trolley basket to get new stuff to get with toothpaste. It's not really exciting, but that's a window into my weekend, isn't it, really? So, not a great deal else going on, really. I was supposed to be in Birmingham gigging with my friend Matt's band, but the rest of his band were unable to do it. And considering it's a gig that nobody was getting paid for, it was... too fraught, I think, to try and work around it. So Matt's playing it solo, and I've been keeping in touch with my last girlfriend, who isn't very well at all. She has Crohn's disease, which is being managed at the moment. But then this week, earlier this week, she caught chickenpox off a co-worker's daughter, and has not been in a very good way. Poor sod. And so I've been making sure that she's okay and keeping in touch, and doing my best to try and sort of look after her from here. Unfortunately, I read a story about a woman who also had Crohn's disease and caught chickenpox and died. And I was asking a friend of mine, who's a doctor, Matt actually, I was texting him because I read the story, and obviously, as you do, got very scared and I went to text him to kind of outline the situation, and I accidentally managed to send that text to her instead, which she was actually fine about, and she was aware of the danger and was being monitored and knew what to look out for. And she told me not to worry, but sadly she didn't see it. I don't think she saw the text until the next morning. So I sent her a text in the evening and realised what I'd done. Promptly burst into tears, and my stomach was in knots until she got in touch the next day. And it's been very fraught, but she's going to be okay. She's, like she said, she's being monitored and she's having the right treatment and all this kind of thing, and she's going to be fine. But I was absolutely terrified. So it's been an interesting week. And there we go. We'll see how the rest of the week goes. That's all I can really talk about. It's a bit dull, I guess. I haven't used Audioboo for such a long time. And I kind of need to get my inspiration head on, I think. The problem when we get to winter is that you deal with Winter John. And Winter John is not the same as regular John because everything just feels a bit dulled down, I think. And my tolerance diminishes and my inspiration diminishes and I just kind of shut down. I feel a little bit shut down, really. So I'm taking advantage of this state to veg out and play video games. I do recommend Alien Isolation, by the way. It's very good, very atmospheric. A lot of time spent hiding under tables and in lockers, but I'm finding, I don't know if you know much about the game, but it's based on Ridley Scott's first Alien film. There's only one alien and it is hunting you, and he's got a very advanced AI mechanic, apparently. And it's slightly unpredictable, which makes moving around in the space that you're in really nerve-wracking, because you don't know where or when he's going to suddenly pop out, because you can't wait and try and figure out a pattern, because there isn't one. There isn't a pattern. So when the alien is first brought into play, I was very terrified of moving at all. So I just spend a lot of time in hiding. And I'm getting to a point where I still hide a lot. But I'm getting a little bit more confident at moving around and trying to gauge when is a good time to make a break for it. So, yeah, it's brilliant. It's a very good game. So, yes, it's... My winter instinct is to hunker down and try and get through it, and it's doubly that at the moment because the band is a bit quiet, and hopefully 2015 will be a better year, because I haven't got a lot of good things to say about 2014. There's been some nice stuff. And me and my friend Roop did a lot of walking in the Peak District and stuff and all this kind of thing. And it was, that side of things has been very nice. But the things that I wanted 2014 to be have yet to make themselves known. So, and it's, there's not long left. So it needs to get a wriggle on, really. Anyway, here endeth the Audioboo. Cheerio, everybody.